Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Going to get to the NHLPA player poll coming up here. Some really interesting questions and results, I thought, from the poll. In the meantime, Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. And Jason, you had an interesting piece recently on whether this agreement between the players and the owners, should it come to pass in Major League Baseball exactly as it's written, may not benefit the Pirates at all. What would be their greatest concern about this agreement?
Honestly, Joe, I would put the draft up there, just being shortened down probably to five rounds based on everything we've heard. And for a team that needs to get a lot more talent, the easiest way to do that is through the draft, obviously. And the Pirates, you know, to their credit, have brought in some people that know what they're doing with the draft. But even your best guys aren't going to hit on every single pick, and it puts them behind the eight ball in a hurry. It's one less year of Josh Bell, obviously, and one less cheap year of Brian Reynolds and Kevin Newman. And if you believe they're going to sign those guys to the long-term extensions, I mean, you know, whether they are or they aren't, whatever, you're still, those are prime earning years where they need to keep costs down, and they lose out on that stuff.
That to me seems to be the number one thing. I mean, if there is no season at all, those players get full credit for their service time, right?
Yeah, they get full credit. Well, they get based on 2019. So whatever they did last year, they get credit for again. And in the case of Newman and Reynolds, I mean, it's essentially a full season. You know, that's not a 172 days or whatever the official marking point is. But, I mean, it's enough to certainly take a chunk out of there. Yeah, I mean, that's a tough pill to swallow for them, absolutely. And, you know, until they prove us otherwise, the skepticism is going to be there, whether they're able to sign guys long-term or willing to sign guys long-term or whatever. So if you look at that, you say you're going to get these guys who had great rookie years, and then whether or not they can actually fulfill those promises, not only is it going to take 2 years to find that out, but, I mean, those are guaranteed years those guys would have been in Pittsburgh. And, you know, at this point, if they follow the trajectory that many sort of anticipate, they're not going to be in Pittsburgh by the end of those deals.
Jason Mackey on the Hall and Capitas hotline covers the Pirates for the Post-Gazette. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. And Jason, is it reasonable to wonder if Josh Bell and Chris Archer might never play another game for the Pirates? Given the way things are?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's reasonable to wonder. One, you would have to assume the season has been canceled, but I think, Joe, we're probably on a similar page with, you know, the way the world looks right now, and also the stipulations that Major League Baseball is putting on returning, saying there can't be any travel restrictions, it can't place any sort of burden or harm, or I forget the exact language, on people participating. But to me, it doesn't look terribly good. And if that's the case, then, you know, as far as Archer, he's got a $250,000 buyout versus an $11 million option. If I'm on the Pirates, I'm probably taking the buyout at that point and just cutting my losses. Josh Bell, I think, is a little bit different, you know, just because, like, he won't you don't have to trade him at that point. You can, you know, let him get started and know that you have to flip him by the deadline. And I guess that he could sort of tank his value with a bad first half, but I don't know. I would roll those dice, but certainly, Joe, the possibility exists along with Keone Kella. And at that point, I mean, that's bad business for the Pirates. Not bad business, but I mean, it's a bad break in that you can't flip Kella for anything. You can't flip Archer for anything. Unfortunately, they just walk out the door.
I guess Jameson Taillon said forget about him coming back this year. No surprise there, but seems to be optimistic that he's on track for next season if it comes to that.
That was a funny exchange yesterday with Taillon. We got him on a conference call. He's the MLB player rep or Players Association representative, and he said that he's certainly thought about it. He's hoping that, you know, he can maybe get back and, you know, potentially if the season stretches into October or November, probably would be able to pitch. But he's been shut down from even thinking about doing that based on 2021, which I would agree is the right move. I mean, there's no reason in the world that the Pirates aren't going to be, you know, trying to nudge their way into the World Series in 2020. I think we can sort of be okay with that. As far as his rehab, though, everything is going as well as can be. He's out to 120 feet, the max, in what he's going to be doing. He's been very optimistic. I've talked to him several times throughout this whole thing, and he's really happy with how things are going. But, yeah, he's not going to be pitching this year. Going to have to wait until next February.
Jason, we have Derek Shelton on tomorrow. First of all, I think it's going to be a fairly regular installment here on Wednesdays. What should we ask him that's non-baseball? What are some of his interests, likes, history, things like that?
So you can ask him if he likes to be called Derek. The answer is going to be no. It's hard calling him Shelty all the time because you like don't want to do the sports nickname thing, but that's what he wants to be called. So you can proceed with that intel. He's a big 90s music guy. You can ask him about Pearl Jam. That'll really get him going. He's reading a book on the Beastie Boys right now, likes Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, any of that stuff. Not a big TV guy from what I can remember. Watches, I think, one show. It's like SEAL Team or something like that. I don't know. Ask him about his lineup. That'll get a joke out of him. Ask him who's going to, you know, be his 3-4-5 or something.
I just want to hear Ron call him Shelty.
What will he say? It's ridiculous to ask him that at this point, or what?
Yeah, no, I mean, we just had a recurring joke in spring training, like we'd ask him about his opening day starter or something like that. He'd go, oh, man, I was prepared to give you my lineup today, and would ask him about his lineup, and he'd say, oh, I thought today's opening starter day, you guys screwed it up, and it was just like a back and forth thing. No, he's not going to get mad. I mean, he'll be really chill with you guys, I think. Honestly, I'm going to listen to the interview. I think it's going to be really good. I think, you know, it'll be a nice mesh of personalities. But, he'll just laugh about it. He'll make some jokes for you.
Jason, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Talk to you next week.
There he goes, Jason Mackey. Ron, I'm going to have you bring in Shelton tomorrow, and I'm going to have you say, call him Shelty right from the top.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.